Chris Ledgers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's a nice horse. Done everything right. We're more than happy with our bloke heading into today's run.
Which one's your best?
We really do like Yes, Sir and Race 1.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Yes, Sir and goes to the two Wangaratta Gallopers, but Yes, Sir.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. You betcha we do. There's a bit to get through today because we've got Benalla Cup Day and we've got Manukato Stakes Night tonight. If it's before, of course, Cox Plate Day tomorrow. And we'll discuss that more with Dino and Quinny after 7 o'clock. But there's some racing to talk about. There's some grass to start to sniff, Whitey. I'm sure you'd be sniffing grass today.
Ed Higgins is the track manager at Benalla. Big day for Benalla. Oh, I'm not sure about the weather. Ed, good morning.
How we going? Good morning.
Yeah, we're going pretty well. I reckon you'll spend half the time looking up at the skies rather than just looking at your track.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking out across the track now and it's looking gloomy.
What do you think will happen at Benalla weather-wise?
Look, it's the forecast is for rain pretty much all day. It sort of starts at 11 o'clock and gets heavier throughout the day. So we don't know what's going to happen. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's a bit of a disappointment, unfortunately. But let's just worry about what you had prepared it if it didn't rain. What's it looking like?
Yeah, so the track at the moment's at a 4, and Contrometer's at a 5.29. So
5.29. How much can it handle, do you think, the track?
Oh, look, probably, depending on how quickly we get it, 15 mil would be, you know, a bit of an issue, and then probably anything after that, probably, you might be looking like it'll wash us out.
It'll wash us out.
We just have a very good profile for it, so it won't get through. It'll probably sit on top.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. 5.29 currently, a good 4. That sounds really good. Let's hope that the weather holds off at least until after the cup.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks, good Ed. Stuff. So that's a bit of an issue. I feel sorry for this man too because. He's got a meeting he's got to worry about tonight and then tomorrow, and it's meant to be 30 mils today and 25 mils tomorrow. Could be a bit of an issue as well. Marty Sinan, track manager at Moonee Valley, good morning.
How are you, Whitey? How are you, Al?
Good, buddy. Good. How are you, more importantly, with that forecast?
Good. I slept well last night. I had a couple of beers before I went to bed and then wake up this morning at 5, and now I'm here now and I'm going to enjoy the day.
Good for you.
So what happens, Marty, in this situation? Is it just like, we'll just, whatever happens, happens? Like, can you find any way of trying to prevent it from being as bad as it might be, or is it you literally in the lap of the gods?
Well, we are in the lap of the gods, but from my end, I haven't watered since Wednesday, so I put 4 mil on Wednesday, and I've got this track around that good, right, borderline good 4, good 3, which, as you know, we're supposed to have a good 4 for most of the meeting. So I've gone in with that sort of idea of if I have it as dry as I can possibly have, and we do get the 10 or 15 mil race this afternoon and tonight, then I'll rate that good 4 top 5 tonight, which will be perfect. And then they are forecasting up to 20 mil throughout the night. So with that, as long as we don't get the rain tonight and get too much damage, then this track will be perfect for tomorrow. And then if we get the 10 or 20 mil, we'll be on a soft 5, soft 6 tomorrow. So that's kind of how I've kind of gone with it. If they get the forecast wrong and we don't get the rain, then naturally we're going to be on a very firm track tonight. And then if we get the rain overnight, it'll be what it'll be.
Yeah, okay. No, that's really good insight. So, I mean, obviously you've got the Strathair or the different surface to a lot of other tracks, and that usually means that you can cope with more water or more rain than most other racetracks.
Yeah, exactly right. This track doesn't drain as well as what it used to. As you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a meeting that got called off because of just the heavy rain, but that was probably a different circumstance, but we've kind of prepared the track for that. So we've already drained the track after our last meeting a couple of weeks ago, so if we do get that 10 to 20 mil, the track will cop it beautifully. And because I've got it on the firmer side during the day today, going into Manukato, it'll help it. It won't get to that heavy range tomorrow, hopefully. So that's my plan. If it comes off, I'll look good. And if it doesn't, then I'll be the most. But I know it's going to be safe enough for racing tonight, and then we'll just have to see what happens after tonight.
Marty, just before we get the conditions and all the numbers, what's the latest you can water it?
Oh, I could start watering now. I could probably to put 3 mil on, take me about 2 hours, so I could probably water about 1 o'clock this afternoon if I needed to.
Yep.
Just to get it into that good 4 range, but I'm not going to take that risk. They're pretty confident we're going to get some rain this afternoon and tonight, up 10 mil, and then tomorrow, if it is what it is, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. So what are all the numbers for us?
So we're on a good 4
at the moment, very close to a good three, a 9.7 going sticker this year at 13. As I said, I put on 4 mil on Wednesday, and it was the last pair of gates, excuse me. And then we've had no rain, naturally, for the week, and the rail's in the truth.
Right, so at the moment, it's bordering on a perfect track there at the Manly, at the Valley for Manukato Stakes Night. Now, before we let you go, you're always great with a winner. What's what do you got your eye on this weekend?
I'm going to go Spintex in the Manukato. It did a really good piece of work here on Tuesday morning, and I'm going to stick with the one I've been sticking with the whole time. I've watched him go around a few times this year because Danny O'Brien gallops his horses in the morning for us, and Russian Camelot in the Cox Plate. That'll do me.
Righto, Spintex and Russian Camelot in the features tonight and tomorrow for the track manager. Makes sense to me. Have a great couple of days, Marty. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Marty Simon, track manager at Moonee Valley. All right, let's get to Mitch Friedman. He's got some runners for us at Benalla today on Cup Day. And Mitch, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, just by the way, well done on the little videos you do, too, about stable life and the way that you you work as a trainer. They're very informative and good for business. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much for that. We're just trying to make the end work that everyone does behind the scenes.
No, it's very informative and it's a great insight into life in the stables. Good stuff. You've got three today, Mitch, on Cup Day. Race 2, number 10, 9th Avenue, is having a run. Billy Egan in the saddle, second up today. Missed out first time out there, this time in. What happened?
No, she was disappointing. She got horses around her. She sort of had the bit out and go on with it. We're just going to ride her a bit quieter today. I'd expect it, but probably going to see her when she gets to 1,400 or maybe even more.
Righto. So we'll just watch you around today. Race 2, number 10. Race 6, number 4, Stock Tarka. Again, Billy's in the saddle, second up. Barrier 3 over the 1,606. Benchmark 64 affair. Coming off a heavy track, and by race 6, it might just be that at Benalla today. What are you thinking?
Yes, it is. He'll be coming out. We want a dry surface for him on race up at Benalla at this time of year. The dry surface, but hopefully the rain doesn't come, and if it doesn't, he's going to be pretty hard to beat, I think.
All right, so if rain doesn't come, race 6, number 4 is where we want to be playing. And then race 9, number 10, Zorro's Dreams, drawn car park. Is that a problem?
I don't think so. He probably might have a little bit of room, maybe even do I with cover. He can do all services. So, yeah, I mean, he's probably dropping back in class a bit today. So he needs his head in front on the line because he's been put on the door.
Which one's your best?
I would think Stock Taker if the rain stays away.
Stock Taker if the rain stays away. And if we scratch Stock Taker, will you take Zorro's Dream?
I think so, yeah.
Right up. Sounds like a plan to me. Good stuff, Mitch. Good luck today.
Good on you. Cheers.
Great to have Mitch Friedman with us. Three runners at Benalla. So we'll take race 6, number 4 as our early mile special today at Benalla for Cup Day. And keep you an eye on the fields and the state of the track. Because if it gets heavy, you'll be coming out. We're all Stock Taker. But at the current markets at tab.com.au, it's $6, and we'll take that all day long on the early mail on a Friday. Build up a bank for tonight at the Valley and tomorrow at the Valley for Manukato Stakes Night and Cox Plate Night as well. And we will continue that discussion with the two most important people in RSN 927 on a day like today. Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst, and Nick Quinn, that guy from the Tab, will join us on the Friday form.